Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الوفاء لأهل الغدر غدر عند الله، والغدر بأهل الغدر وفاء عند الله.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "Faithfulness with faithless people is faithlessness with Allah, while faithlessness with faithless people is faithfulness with Allah."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what a beautiful persona to be speaking about, the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, the first and continuous successor to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, and his holy household. So we had talked previously about one of the nicknames of Imam Ali alayhi salam. There is another very beautiful nickname of His Eminence, and that is Wasi, meaning the successor of the Prophet. And so in Arabic, we say that he is Wasiul Rasulullah. He is the Wasi, the successor of the Messenger of Allah. Now, this is amongst one of the most noblest nicknames that have been given to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course, this means that he is the successor of the Holy Prophet. He is the entrusted trustee of the Holy Prophet. And, you know, we find that it was in many traditions, we find that it was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi who addressed this nickname to Imam Ali alayhi salam. His Eminence, for example, the Holy Prophet has said, referring to Imam Ali alayhi salam, that this is my successor, he is the keeper of my secrets, and he is the best one that I will leave behind me. We find that on another occasion, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, said that Ali ibn Abi Talib is my successor, he is the keeper of my secrets, he is the best one that I will leave behind me, and he is the fulfiller of my promises. And so what's really beautiful is that one day Salman al-Farsi, may Allah bless him, asked the Holy Prophet to name his successor. And so Salman al-Farsi answered, he was Joshua, the son of Nun. And then the Prophet then declared that verily my successor and inheritor who will settle my debts and fulfill my promises is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And so, of course, this nickname of Imam Ali alayhi salam as Wasi was continued on throughout the ages, and he is still known in the present day as Wasiur Rasulullah. Among the different poets who very proudly used this nickname of Imam Ali alayhi salam in their poetry, we find that there were poets like Khuzaima ibn Thabit, or Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bujali, or Sa'id ibn Qais, Hujr ibn Adi, and Da'bal al-Khuzai. These are all amongst the various different poets who addressed Imam Ali alayhi salam with this nickname. And so, of course, you know, this only makes our faith and our belief in His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam stronger. You know, the fact that he is the successor of the Holy Prophet. And this is very important, because if we don't fully understand the concept of the successorship of the Holy Prophet, you know, then the entire track of Islam begins to change. Because we as Muslims, or in general as human beings, we want to know what the truth is, the pure truth, the ultimate truth, without any prejudice or bias or grudges, for example. So that when we understand the ultimate truth and the real truth, if you will, then we are able to correctly follow the commandments of the Almighty Allah, and then we are able to be successful both in this life and the hereafter. A very beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. George Ardaq has very appropriately given the title to his book, where he says, Al-Imam Ali Sawtul Adalat al-Insaniya, that Ali is the voice of human justice. Because when you look at the sense of justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, it is even that sense of justice. Then his mind and his heart is universal, applies to everything, even animals. One example again in that same context of the government and how he used to deal with the people, A person by the name of Ash'as bin Qais, a munafiq. The reason I'm saying munafiq because he was, you know, a hypocrite, didn't like Ali. His daughter is the one who poisoned Imam Hassan. And his son, Muhammad bin Ash'as, was the one of the officers of Yazidi forces in Karbala. So the whole family is the family of nifaq in a way. And he came one day to the house of Ali. Apparently it was night time. With a flask of honey, a container of honey. Honey is sweet. But when Amir al-Mu'mineen looked at it, to Ali it was not sweet, it was poison. Not because poison had been put in it. This person had actually come to bribe Ali. There was an issue he wanted to be done, and Ali had not yet given the response positively. And so Amir al-Mu'mineen asked him, what is this? Asilatun am zakatun am sadaqa? Why did you bring this for me, this honey? Is this a reward of something that I have done? I have not done anything for you. Or is this part of zakat or sadaqah? And if it is that, فَذَلِكَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْنَا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ. If it is zakat and sadaqah, then it's haram for us on Ahlul Bayt. We can't use it. He says, no, 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 it's not this, not that. This is hadiyah. And Amir al-Mu'mineen knew this is not a hadiyah. He's trying to bribe Amir al-Mu'mineen. And that is where Amir al-Mu'mineen says something which is really worth pondering on those words, where he says, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ أُعْطِيتُ الْأَقَامِلِيمَ السَّبْعَ بِمَا تَحْتَ أَفْلَاكِهَا أَلَا أَنْ أَعْصِ اللَّهَ فِي نَمْلَةٍ أَسْلُبُهَا جِلْبَ شَعِيرَةٍ مَا فَعَلْتُ. He says, by Allah, if I am given the kingdom of the seven heavens and whatever is beneath it, with one condition that I should disobey the command of Allah regarding a small ant and pull away the grain of barley from its mouth, by Allah, I will never do it. Just think about it. Somebody is given the choice. You become the master of the seven heavens and whatever is underneath it. And you have to all do one thing. There is one ant which is a grain of barley in its mouth. Just pull it out. What do you think about it? Look at the equation there. Al-aqalim as-sab'a, seven heavens and whatever is beneath it. And one, grain of barley. And this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen is showing that, we have to remember, the goal does not justify the means. Many times we get confused there. Maybe there was a very shrewd politician, he will say, okay, I'll pull out that grain of barley. And once I become the king of the kingdom, of the heavens and the earth, I'll give 10 barley to this same ant. But Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, I don't want my government to be based on committing a sin, an injustice, even to a creature like a small ant.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.